I reckon it must be really tricky being at school and feeling like you're doing, or feeling like you're not doing anything to prepare you for what you actually want to do when you leave. And thankfully, the government is starting to think about that after this new report from the New Zealand Qualifications Authority, which says this. It says NCEA is too focused on kids wanting to go to university, or too focused on pushing kids to go to university. And the report itself was prepared for Education Minister Erica Stanford, who's promising some big changes to the NCEA, which of course replaced the old School Cert and UE. Now, this report says NCEA doesn't do enough to get school students ready to work in the trades and hospitality. Is that surprising? If you've had a child go through school, you may or may not be surprised by that. And the report says many students end up doing subjects that just aren't relevant to what they want to do when it comes to a career. So here's a question. Do you think that could be fixed if students had the option of studying for an NCEA trades entrance qualification similar to the university entrance qualification? Well, Dr. Michael Johnston from the New Zealand Initiative think tank thinks so, and I think so too. I think it would be brilliant. I'll tell you more as to why that is shortly, but the irony in all of this is that we were told, weren't we, that NCEA, when it was first developed, we were told that it was all about being not so focused on the academic kids, or not just being focused on the academic kids, and providing something which gave all kids a useful qualification to take with them when they walk out the school gate. But as the Qualifications Authority is saying to the Education Minister, that hasn't turned out to be the case for anyone who wants to be a builder, anyone who wants to be a plumber, anyone who wants to be a sparky, anyone who wants to take on a trade. In fact, it's leaving kids in the dark about trades, not just the ones who want to be a plumber, builder or sparky, but the ones who don't even know that they might want to. And Dr. Sandra Gray from the Tertiary Education Union agrees. Here's what she had to say to Mike earlier this morning.
New Zealand does, unfortunately, have quite a bad attitude towards trades and vocational education. We have this idea that if you push everybody into the academic and into universities, we're going to get higher wages, you're going to get a better life outcome. So, you know, this is a system-wide problem. We don't take vocational education seriously. And we really don't talk to kids early enough about the many paths that you can take in your life and the many vocations you can go into.
Now, this is backed up too by the numbers Dr. Michael Johnston from the New Zealand Initiative has been throwing around. He says, get this, 44% of school leavers aren't enrolled in tertiary education, 44%. And only 6% of them end up in work-based training doing things like trades. And from what we're hearing this morning from the New Zealand Qualifications Authority and the Tertiary Education Union, a big reason for that is that NCEA in its current form doesn't do enough for the kids who either know they want to do a trade, or the kids who might end up doing a trade if they learned more about it while they're at school. And the reason I think this is brilliant, this idea of having a trades qualification at school, the brilliance of NCEA being expanded to include a trades entrance qualification as well as the university entrance qualification, the brilliance would be that even if someone did leave school with a trades entrance certificate, they would still have the option of going to university if they wanted to down the track. Why is that? Well, as soon as someone turns 20, they can go to university whether they've got UE or not. It's called 20 plus admission. So there you go. Walk out with your trade certificate. Find the trade really isn't your thing after all. You can still go to university. And back to Dr. Michael Johnston, he says school students need to be given a much clearer idea of their career options. It's a key word here, options. He says quite the problem's cultural. He says we just esteem university education much more highly than apprenticeship training for no really good reason. He says tradespeople can earn great money, and there's no reason why an arts degree, for example, should be seen as better than an electrical qualification or a plumbing qualification. End of quote. Amen. Amen to that. Which is why I think his idea of giving high school kids the option of doing NCEA trades and or NCEA university entrance is a brilliant idea. But what do you think of it? Well, tell me.